Thanks for joining us today for the Word for Life ministry at Brookside Baptist Church. And if you want to have your faith challenged, you've listened to the right broadcast. Nick Higgins is with us today. And Nick is a young man in our church that God has brought through a very interesting college experience. Nick, you were telling me just before our broadcast that it was during college that you truly began to understand what it meant to seek the Lord.
Yeah, there was a time when I was walking with the Lord, you know, early on, that to be a Christian just meant you know Jesus. And that's true. Mm-hmm. And that's very good. But there is also a very personal and close relationship with the Lord that needs to be developed as well. And that only comes through His Word. It can't come any other way. And for me, Christianity had been very sentimental. It had been very emotional. And those are the things that were driving me in my desire to continue going to church and live the Christian life, mm-hmm. which I realize is why I ended up having so many fears and uncertainties, because my emotions would go up and down. And I had no substance to stand back on.
Right, right.
And say, no, this is true, and therefore I will believe it. So I went to college, and I went with the understanding that, wow, you know, this man who's teaching me has been a pastor for 40 years. He must understand what he's talking about. And they were introducing questions that I had never considered from the Bible. Things that question the validity of the Bible, just as a topic to talk about. And I was like, wow, I never even thought about that. Like, I just assumed the Bible to be true all the time.
Right.
And it was a good thing for me to work through. But because of the naivety that I went into it with, there was the potential that I was going to walk down a wrong path. And my trust in men was far stronger than it ought to have been. And so I began to read the scriptures now with a new light. I was like, wow, I can ask these questions. And when I ask the questions, I can find out what does the Bible really say about it. And as I was reading my Bible and I was considering the notes that I had just written in class, I was like, something's not lining up here.
Now, that'll mess up a Christian education.
That messes up a Christian education in a heartbeat, especially when I've just said, I don't understand why, but I want to be in full-time ministry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because now I'm saying, do I even want to be a part of the church?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some things that don't line up. And it's confusing me beyond anything I ever thought would have happened. I just thought that I'd go and be really encouraged, and instead of being on an up and down type roller coaster, I'd just be on this spiritual high all the time because now I know everything about the Bible. Well, that's not true at all. So I began to ask questions in class that they weren't being answered to my satisfaction because Scripture was saying something else. And that's when I really began to discover that there are teachers and there are teachings that are not right. They're close, but they are not biblical. And because of that, you lose the certainty and you lose the promise that I've been talking about from, you know, Isaiah chapter 41, where how do I know if God is with me? How do I know if God is the one who is upholding me with His righteous right hand? I can't be sure of that now because I can't be sure if the Bible is actually right. And when those questions started swirling in my head, I knew that something needed to change in my personal relationship with the Lord. And I needed to, for the first time, be able to tell someone who was far more advanced than me in years and who had far more degrees than me in school, I think you're wrong. Respectfully, but with Scripture, to say, I think that what I'm looking at here is contrary to what you're saying. And that launched me into a brand new phase of my Christian walk, because that is where I began to say, Lord, You teach me.
You know, you've told us that prior to this time, you were very shy. You couldn't imagine speaking to anybody about your faith. And so it's as if, Nick, the Lord used some of your teachers to cause you to back up and evaluate what is my faith, then to develop the boldness to discuss your faith and to discuss truly what does the Bible say.
Yeah. And that was important for me as well, to be able to converse back and forth, especially with someone now that I'm disagreeing with. For a long time, it was great to talk with somebody I agreed with because they could just do all the talking and I could say amen. But when I had to start putting an argument together in the opposite direction because of something that I'm now reading in Scripture,
mm-hmm.
that was a big step for me to take, and one that certainly the Lord knew I needed to take.
Exactly, because as you serve the Lord wherever and doing whatever, you have to know what you believe and why. And you are going to be having the opportunity to help with a new church plant. You're going to be talking to a lot of people that believe either something totally different from the Bible or they don't believe everything the Bible teaches. You're going to have to know, what does the Bible say? And this is what God's Word says.
Yes, and I thank the Lord for my time where I went to school for college, because it did teach me those things. But as it taught me those type of things, that I need to be solid in my foundation, that I can grow and grow closer to the Lord because of His Word and what it says, and I can have confidence in His Word, it got me extremely excited about the gospel. It didn't take me to a place of, wow, well, these people are very confident in what they believe, but now I'm very confident in what I believe. How do I know which one is true? Maybe there should be some doubt here. It got me really excited to go and teach other people, what does the Bible really say? And because of hearing a teaching that was contrary to Scripture, it taught me to say, guys, I'm not the important one here. Don't follow me.
Right.
I need to step back out of the picture and just let Scripture speak for itself.
Now, when you were going through that evaluation process of Scripture, were you going to a church that taught the Bible to be the Word of God?
I was. There were churches near campus where I went to school, and the Lord directed me away from them. I did not have a car in college, and so if I wanted to go anywhere, it had to be close. But the Lord knew that I needed to go to a Bible-believing church.
Right.
And He gave me a group of friends that them and myself would wake up early Sunday mornings, and we would drive half an hour to a church in just the middle of absolutely nowhere.
Oh, wow.
And we would meet for service. It was a tiny church. There were probably about 40 or 50 people there.
Uh-huh.
I think they were all triple my age on average. And
they were surprised when you guys showed up, probably.
There was new life there, new excitement. And so when we came, they gathered around us and made sure we didn't leave.
Right,
and
right.
It was really exciting. Scripture was taught verse by verse, which was new to me. It was exciting. It was fresh. It felt right. You know, I don't want to put my belief into a feeling, but it felt right.
Well, it brought you fulfillment.
Mm-hmm. And I remember those times as being a gift from the Lord, because it was like going out and finding a fresh oasis in a desert when we found that little church. And, you know, I do have fond memories of being there. I haven't gone back to visit since, but there was a lot of foundation that was laid, not necessarily because of the teaching, but because of the faithfulness to Scripture. That was important.
Wouldn't that be interesting that before you have the opportunity to go to Salt Lake City and help with this new church plant, wouldn't it be neat to just take a weekend and go down to that little church and just be able to share with them, this is what God used you to develop in my life, and I want to tell you the rest of the story.
Absolutely. If I have the opportunity to head down there, I'd be excited to take the chance.
That is fantastic. And as you consider what God was developing in your life, basically you're saying, yes, you got some answers, but it was also the development of a relationship.
Yes, and it taught me from that point that I need to examine the Scriptures. I need to, you know, as I hear a pastor preach, even if he's preaching biblical teaching, I can't just say, all right, I trust the man, so I'm going to trust what he says, to go back and check the Scriptures.
Exactly. To be able to say, does the Bible truly say that? I'm reminded of the end of John, where Jesus was walking on the road to Emmaus, and the disciples were saying, well, we had believed this, and we thought this was going to be true, and things like that. And Jesus said, let's look at the Old Testament Scriptures. And He opened them up and revealed unto them Himself. And they said, did not our hearts burn within us when Jesus did that to us? And what an awesome evidence of God's work that is now a relationship, because we're beginning to see, how does the Word of God actually apply to my life?
Yeah, and because of it, there has not been an end point to study. There's not been an end point to growing closer to the Lord. Whereas when I first said yes to full-time ministry, and I said, what on earth could I preach about for years and years and years? Because my understanding was, you know, you're close to the Lord. That's about as close as you can get. These are the things you're supposed to know, so teach them. Since then, the Lord has been opening up so much in wisdom and knowledge and understanding, because I have been seeking after him. And because of that, I've wanted not to back away from the opportunity to teach, but to embrace it and let out what the Lord has been filling me up with an excitement and a passion that is what is really ultimately fueling me to go out to a place like Salt Lake City, where it's, you know, I've heard stories that I'm not going to be welcome there and that it's going to be a hard and dry ground and it's going to be very difficult. But the excitement that the Lord is putting in me, that he wants me there and this is where he's been taking me.
Sure.
That is fueling a passion to go and preach God's word in a place that needs it.
In fact, you have been very active here. I think even recently you had the opportunity to, again, play some ball like you did in college at a prison.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Well, there's a group of us from Brookside that joined a ministry that goes into local prisons. We go kind of on a circuit, and we'll play a couple of softball games with these prisoners on a Saturday morning or a Saturday afternoon. And I was able to go and play softball up in Red Granite with the prisoners up there. And we played two games against two different teams. And after each game, we're given an opportunity to talk with the prisoners.
Okay.
Usually it's on the field and we're all together.
Right.
And I was given the opportunity to share the gospel. And I remember telling them, if today you hear the Lord's voice, do not harden your hearts, because the day of salvation could be today.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Don't pass it up. I know it's difficult to make that kind of decision, especially in a place like prison.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finished and we all kind of got talking one-on-one, and one of the prisoners walked over to me and said, I need to talk to you. And I said, all right, let's go. And so we walked out towards second base, just him and me.
Yeah.
And he started telling me that for years and years now, he's just been angry with God. And so we talked through some of the things that he's been going through. And at the end of the conversation, I said, do you want to accept Christ as your Savior? Can I pray with you? And he said, please.
Mm.
So I got to pray with him and lead him to the Lord.
Oh, fantastic.
And one of the hardest parts is walking out of the prison now and being a couple hours away. I can't meet with him all the time. But his heart was repentant, and his desire to be with the Lord was real. And so I'm confident that the Lord will be with him and be able to teach him
right. And
train him up.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for just sharing your heart and your life and how the Lord is working and has worked in your life and brought you to the point of boldness. Isn't that what the Lord wants every one of us to be? Bold for him. Did not our hearts burn within us as he spoke the scriptures to us? That's exactly what the Lord wants to do. Burn his word in our hearts so that it causes us to have a boldness for the cause of Christ. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.